Take Shelter Oklahoma's co-founder Kathy Turner walked out of the state Supreme Court last week confident that her group's attorney David Slane did a solid job, especially, she said, in comparison to Oklahoma Assistant Attorney General Neil Leader.
I think we dealt with legal issues and answered hard questions, and I think Attorney Leader was very argumentative and very defensive.
The legal issues Turner mentioned revolved around just 200 words. Those words, called a ballot title, are what voters see when they go to the polls. Take Shelter Oklahoma argues the original ballot title it submitted was legally valid. The group says Attorney General Scott Pruitt had no legal grounds when he rewrote it last September, and that the revised version put confusion in the minds of voters. Take Shelter's attorney David Slane hopes the Supreme Court will look beyond the party lines that have developed in recent months.
I think everything that's voted on is ultimately political, but I hope the court, and I think the court's going to get past that and really try to interpret the law in this stuff.
Danny Legg agrees. Her son died when the tornado struck Plaza Towers Elementary School last May.
This should not be a political issue at all. It's about our children.
Legg doesn't appreciate the fact that Pruitt chose to mention the state's franchise tax four times in the ballot title, which she says could easily distract and scare away voters. While her proposal uses the state franchise tax, she feels Pruitt's version focuses almost entirely on the funding mechanism rather than the purpose of the petition.
It's the ability to save a child's life, and that's hands down what this is about, is our children safe in schools.
But Assistant Attorney General Neil Leader insists the franchise tax is what matters most to voters. He argued in court that his job is to clearly explain the effect of this financial transaction. And it's an uphill battle for Take Shelter Oklahoma because, as Justice James Edmondson noted, the Supreme Court has historically sided with the Attorney General unless there was something blatantly against the law. But that doesn't make Take Shelter's attorney David Slane nervous.
I'm not worried about that at all. I think this court will do what they think is fair and right.
A decision is expected in the next few months. If the Supreme Court does rule to rewrite the disputed ballot title or chooses to revert to the original language, Take Shelter Oklahoma could gain an additional 90 days to collect signatures on an initiative petition. The group fell short last time. According to a recent poll by the Oklahoma Gazette and News 9, gathering the necessary 155,000 signatures may not be so difficult. Over 50% of Oklahomans say they support a publicly funded option for school shelters. For Legg, this ballot title and initiative petition drive are too important to give up.
We're just parents that lost our children, and we see a district that didn't do the best for them. We've got to do our best to save and make sure our other children that survived that storm are safe.
In the meantime, Legg and the rest of the parents who lost children on May 20th are working with state lawmakers to introduce a bill to fund shelters in a similar way in case the Supreme Court doesn't rule in their favor. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.